You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Eric Schertzing, who is the Ingham County Treasurer. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I had seen a notice for an upcoming forum that I thought it might be important for folks to be aware of a couple of days ahead of time. And it's a forum for a community forum dealing with the tax foreclosure process, the Ingham County Land Bank, and property taxes. Those are three pretty heavy subjects.
Yeah, and you know, they're all related in the way I do my business. We're going to do that next Tuesday night, the 29th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the new the Neighborhood Empowerment Center in North Lansing at the corner of Pine and Maple.
Well, and like I said, I wanted people to have a little bit of notice so they could work it into their schedules first. Information, part of what will happen there is information on the tax foreclosure process. And boy, tax foreclosures have been in the news for quite a while now, unfortunately. What kind of information will you be able to give people?
Well, you know, a lot of it is really going to be talking about just what's happening. We're nearing the end of the annual foreclosure cycle that hits on next Thursday, the 31st. But I want folks in the city, in the neighborhoods, especially up there in that School for the Blind area, to have a chance to see, you know, what's going on in their neighborhood, what impacts we think that has, and then what we're trying to do through the investment of their tax dollars through the land bank and other locally based entities to help the neighborhoods recover from all this.
And what are some of the misconceptions about what goes on with the tax foreclosure process?
Well, you know, a lot of people remember the old days where there would be auctions for the tax liens. You know, now it's we foreclose on the property itself. 6 years ago, we didn't have the option of the economic development tool of the land bank that could intervene and really provide more hope to a property than just being auctioned off. You know, when an auction happens, you really don't know what's going to happen to a property, and you wouldn't want the property next to you auctioned off to whoever happened to show up.
Exactly. And the Ingham County Land Bank, I think it's something people need to know about and understand exactly what it is. Tell us what the land bank is about.
Well, you know, it's an economic development tool that tries to take, I call them unloved properties. They can be tax foreclosed, mortgage foreclosed. Most of them are tax foreclosed. And it thinks about them, you know, what the best outcome for that property is. Sometimes it's a house that is in such, you know, poor repair that it needs to be demolished, unfortunately. We really like to be able to fix them up, and we do, you know, several dozen of those in the neighborhoods each year. And then, you know, some of the plots that we have become community or neighborhood garden plots. Whatever we can do to make that land an asset to the neighborhood.
And what kind of numbers are we talking about in Ingham County for homes that get turned around through the land bank?
Well, you know, we have about 250 foreclosures a year last year. That's probably what we're looking at this year. About half of those are structures, so, you know, another 125 structures, and about half of those are getting rehabbed right now, so maybe 60 a year. We're able to do more right now because the city and the county received some of the Recovery Act funding from the federal government to help us respond to this crisis.
Well, and that was one of my questions for you was funding for the land bank. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, as I said, we've got some of the Recovery Act.
Okay.
We work closely with Mayor Bonero and the city administration with some of their community development block grants and home funds. We also have a $5 million revolving line of credit that the County Board of Commissioners provide backing for with PNC Bank. You know, so a number of funding sources, some that we've had longer than others, and some that will be around longer than others.
Now, the notice I got on the community forum also talked about the current status and future of community gardening. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, you know, we have the Greater Lansing Food Bank that was formed about 1981. And for almost all of those years, they've had a garden project component of it, which helps people in the neighborhood, sometimes in their backyard, sometimes on a shared parcel, grow food in their neighborhood to help, provide nourishment and fresh produce. The land bank, because we have this land through the tax foreclosure process, we really partnered with them using an AmeriCorps person, a volunteer, if you will, to network into the neighborhoods. And last year, we were a big part of helping the Garden Project grow their community food production capacity by about 30%.
Well, that's big numbers. I guess I got a little confused because of Governor Rick Schneider talking about gardening. I didn't know if this was an economic thing that I wasn't aware of. So it's community gardening.
it is literally like economic gardening that Governor Schneider has had in his proposals. You know, but they really are two sides of the same coin, I think, is the terminology that he used. You've got community development, like a garden, like some of the housing stuff we're doing, and then economic development, which is a little bit more focused on jobs. But they're really two sides of the same coin.
Now, another article that was in the paper just today talks about restoration works. And of course, the Land Bank is involved in this as well, and as well as Lansing Community College. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the times are challenging. We're trying to do more and more. And how do you do that when times are tight? How do we best invest dollars? I think that we invest in partnerships. So we have the Allen Neighborhood Center on the east side. That's a very strong neighborhood component. Lansing Community College has programs where students, you know, learn how to renovate and build homes. What they've been doing historically is in a classroom, they'll put together, you know, they've bought the materials, they will assemble a wall, and then they'll tear it apart. Well, we've taken those same material resources and those same students and helped give them a very hands-on experience in an actual home in a Lansing neighborhood, these two along the 1500 block of East Kalamazoo.
Well, I think it's a brilliant program. I mean, talk about creative ideas in difficult times. So they're actually rehabbing the homes. And is it the hope that they're rehabbed in terms of restored for sale then?
Yeah. You know, it's a slower process because it revolves around the students' class schedules. But in a couple of years, we will have a couple of homes renovated that we might very well have had to demolish. You know, they were challenged homes, but LCC is bringing resources of materials and, of course, the wonderful resources of their student body and the faculty that advise them in getting this hands-on experience of repairing a home.
Yeah, well, to be able to do it in a real home with the real challenges that you would face in a rehab project rather than, you know, putting up a model of one is a huge difference for them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the most exciting partnerships we've been able to form in our 5 years.
Well, it's amazing. There's a lot going on, Eric. I'm happy you could come on and talk about it tonight. I don't think it hurts to repeat again that the forum will be Tuesday, March 29th.
Correct. At the Neighborhood Empowerment Center up at Maple and Pine from 7 to 9 p.m. And then we do have a series over the next 6 weeks in other portions of Lansing trying to be very accessible to the public.
Very good. The next one is the 13th of April, the 27th of April, and May 11th. You can check with the Treasurer's Office or website to find that information. Eric, I thank you so much this evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You have a good weekend as well. Eric Schertzing, Ingham County Treasurer, giving him some latest and new information. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.